Matt Town's number one for hits and hip-hop, 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the Afternoons. Got my man Ray Moore in the studio today. What's good, my man?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling excellent. Good to have you in the studio today. What do you think about Lil Jon versus Andre 3000?
Oh, man.
Well, first, we're talking the Flute album versus a Meditation album. Now, I know we haven't heard the Meditation album yet, but we've already heard the Flute album.
Well, I will say this. For Andre 3000, to him, he's not even a celebrity anymore.
No, like, he never was. But he never wanted that, though. So that was never what he was about.
Right. You just see him in random places. Like, he'll be walking.
I say it together.
You know, he'll be walking, no security. Like, you know, but he's always had that flute with him. You know, there's videos surfacing on YouTube, Instagram, like all over social media, just showing him walking around.
That Future song with the flute. It's like,
is it Mask Off? Yeah, Mask Off. Yeah.
I don't know if it was Andre or not, but if the rumors are true, you know, get your money, bro.
Get
that Flute album, that wasn't for me.
Well, I didn't know if we wanted to listen to, you know, a full album with just flute songs. Well,
here's the thing. Like, I was open to hearing it, right?
Absolutely.
Completely open. But the average song was like 13 minutes.
He's playing the flute.
Yeah, and then you come to find out after the fact that he hasn't been trained in any of it. You know, he's just doing it. He's just fluting.
That's what I'm going to start calling it out.
I don't know. I have to say, a Meditation album from Lil Jon, I actually would check out. I was checking out. Because Lil Jon was a dope producer. He's produced some of the biggest hits of a couple of generations. He's transcended multiple genres, not just hip-hop, but dancehall, EDM, all kinds of different stuff, right? He understands what it is that people enjoy out of audio, right? Like, he gets that. And I thought Andre did, too, but when I listened to that Flute album, I feel correct.
I mean, I listened to it, too. The first song is the length of a full album. From somebody else, you know.
But yeah, right. Some of your favorite local rappers don't have 13 minutes, but Andre got a 13-minute song on a flute.
A couple of them. But I mean, think about it. Lil Jon, the king of crook.
Right.
Doing meditation music.
Meditation for the minds, man. I mean, you know, I mean, everybody was like speculating that Andre album was going to have like that, let's say, 32 hertz, you know, vibe or whatever, but it just totally was not.
No, it was like the opening scene of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I think Jon will nail it. I think he'll make it.
I mean, he's always been the king of crunk, and he probably always will be. But for him to take a different, you know, a different path.
Adventure,
you know,
I think this is good.
Yeah, this is him. This is him toning it down.
I ain't much on meditation, but I'll give it a shot. If we can give Andre a shot, we can give Lil Jon a shot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's probably the quietest he's ever been in his life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's fifth grade stories. They knew Lil Jon would be the king of crunk.
Man, I really enjoyed watching all the Lil Jon interviews coming out of the Super Bowl. But, you know, the reoccurring theme was he gives Dave Chappelle a ton of credit for making him, you know, the star that he is. I think Lil Jon was big before Dave Chappelle, you know, did his thing, but like that took it to a whole nother plateau.
But I mean, to, you know, give credit, because we don't know, you know, we don't sit behind the scenes, we don't know what actually goes on in these artists' lives. So for him to have him as a, you know, inspiration and an influence, you know, on his career, and to put that out there, that says a lot of great things about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, that
is. You know, so big ups to Dave Chappelle for basically, you know, making Lil Jon what he is.
Catch our full conversation at madtownjams.com, y'all.